Big news. Sears announced on Wednesday that it's having doubts about the future of its business. Is this surprising, or was this kind of an expectation in your world?
The retail community has been watching the demise of Sears for generations. It was not a surprise. In fact, many are surprised more. They've hung on this long.
And what does this kind of news mean for the industry? A big name like Sears, you know, even if you guys realized that it was going downhill, them to actually come out and say it, what does that mean?
Likely it is the death knell for the organization. It's an internal loss of faith or an acknowledgement of realities that they cannot change.
Mm-hmm. And what are some reasons that stores like Sears are suffering? What exactly are we as customers doing that is putting their business in jeopardy?
There are several big trends that have telltale the demise of Sears. These include a shift to more online purchases, and those companies that have responded well with a terrific mobile experience and easy ordering, most notably Amazon, have eaten into market share where people may have traditionally made purchases at department stores. We've also seen a decline in traffic at malls, which Sears is heavily mall-based, and it would certainly affect them. Overall, many department stores have had also undifferentiated merchandise, meaning they're wasn't that special item that was driving people to seek out the department stores. And Macy's and JCPenney have also announced a difficult recent sales figures and store closings, reflective also of the impact of these trends on them as well.
And all of those are names that we recognize and we even have here in Bryan College Station. What do you foresee in the next 5 to 10 years when it comes to shopping malls and these kinds of department stores?
Likely the better malls will get even better. Those mall operators that made really strong investments in the experience, the ambiance, as well as are looking toward new trends in spending, particularly experiences, dining out, so they may add restaurants or theaters to the mall space to give more reason to be there, make memories there, as well as buy merchandise there.
So what are the malls that are going to, or you mentioned the good malls are going to get better. What are the bad malls either going to have to do to get better, or what's going to happen to them?
We will certainly see some malls close or be repurposed into community colleges or athletic spaces. But those that have been neglected for too long and live in a declining population area or may need too much reinvestment to be brought up to par may likely face closure, and that'll be certainly difficult for towns that have depended on malls as a major anchor of the tax base.
Sears offers, in some stores, mechanical services and like auto parts and stuff like that. Even though that's much different than other department stores, that is obviously not helping them or keeping them afloat.
It hasn't been enough to keep them in the black. However, a lot of people still think of Sears as a location for appliances or for repair. Perhaps their brand may live on in a different incarnation in a new space of hardware and durable goods, but time will really only tell what their true debts are and how they could reorganize if they can to leverage their heritage brand, which every American still knows.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think those are all the questions I have for you. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the topic before I let you go today?
Simply that this is possibly the biggest change and evolution in retail since the vast expansion of malls in the 1950s and 60s. It is certainly a new period, and we are a capitalist Darwinian society where those that are strong, innovative, and can move ahead of the pack will survive, but we will also see some company, more company failures in this era of change that we're in.